Well, hello everyone, and welcome to week two of Boot Camp. This is Christy DeGraw. I am so happy and grateful to be here with you guys today. I hope you guys are all enjoying Boot Camp and all the information, tips, the support, and all the inspiration that we've been sending your way and sharing with you on a daily basis. It's really been amazing to hear all about your reasons why you're doing this business and also what you're doing to make your goals happen. I'm loving that we are hearing very little excuses with this group. That is one of my favorite parts so far. It's clear that you guys are serious and committed to making this happen for you, and I feel very honored to be a part of that. As mentioned on last week's boot camp call, your weekly homework assignment was to add 25 conversations to your 50 conversations worksheet. A lot of you guys have already let us know that you've completed that. Very cool. So proud of each of you. If you were unable to add 25 conversations to your sheet, don't beat yourself up about it. We're not going to kick you out of camp or anything. Don't beat yourself up about it. That is counterproductive, and it will just make you feel yuck. Instead, try to figure out why you didn't and correct it this week, because yes, your homework again this week is to add another 25 conversations to your sheet. So figure out where you fell short. Was it a lack of leads? Was it a lack of focus or dedication? Was it a lack of time or a bad time management? If it was a lack of leads, I'm going to do my part in helping you resolve that issue today by dedicating this entire call to how to generate leads. And I say my part because I can only tell you how. I can't do this for you. You'll have to put in the work to get the leads, and I know you can. If it was a lack of focus or dedication that held you back from your 25 conversations, you need to ask yourself if you really want this. Why are you doing this? You have to stay laser focused on your why. Was it a lack of time that held you back? A little tough love for you, just real quick. This is a tough one for me. I hear people say, I don't have time all the time. When I started this business, I was a single mom, brand new single mom with a 2- and a 5-year-old. I had a full-time job, an hour and a half across town. I made the time. I made the time because this was important to me. It was my way out of the rat race. So I turned the TV off at night and I worked. I gave up going out to lunch with my coworkers, and instead I would sit in my car in the hot Florida sun and make prospecting calls. Whatever it took to get it done, that's the mindset you have to have. So with that being said, I want you to do everything in your power to add 25 conversations to your sheet this week. You can do it. No excuses. And yes, you'll have to make sacrifices, but think about how good you're going to feel next Monday when you have those 25 conversations in, and the sacrifices will be so worth it. And as you know, we did start a Facebook group exclusively for our boot camp. It has been awesome communicating with you over that page. And seeing all the teamwork and the friendships being built over there. That is what this team is all about. If you haven't joined the group yet, I would highly recommend it. It will be a very valuable tool for you. If you didn't receive an email invite, I did send them all out, but you got to love email. Sometimes things like that go into your junk or your spam folder. Definitely check there, and if you still don't see it there, you can add me as a friend on Facebook at facebook.com/Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I-E-L, as in Lynn. Now you know my middle name. So facebook.com/Christy L. Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N. And if you add me as a friend on Facebook, I can add you that way, and we can kind of eliminate that email step. But moving on, we are going to have a fantastic call today. I have an incredible amount of information to share with you guys about how to generate leads. So if you don't already have a pen and paper, absolutely go grab one. You're going to want to write this stuff down. And I do tend to speak quickly when I'm excited. So just to let you know that I'm recording this call so that you can listen to it again later if you'd like, just in case you miss something that I say. That way you won't miss anything. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with how to generate leads. First of all, leads are the lifeblood of your business. If you don't have leads, you don't have business, period. So it's incredibly important to make mastering lead generation a huge goal. We are so blessed, I mean so fortunate, to have such an amazing training program in place here with the Freedom at Home team to assist us with this goal. When I first started this business, I had no idea what a lead was. I didn't know what internet advertising was. I didn't know any of it, but that was okay because I had the desire to learn, and everything I needed to know was right there on the training site. The leaders before us have paved the way and have done all the hard work and research so that we can succeed, that we can come in. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are so many different ways that you can generate leads that it can seem like a very overwhelming task. I remember feeling like that. So if you're feeling like that, it's totally normal. Just understand that this is a skill that will take some time to master. You won't become an expert overnight. Since there are so many things that you can do, for me, I'm a person who gets kind of overwhelmed very easily. So I just took it one method at a time, and I just went down the list, and I tried everything until I found my niche. And the cool thing is that everything worked. But I did find my niche with the internet because it fit into my lifestyle better with being home full-time with my kids eventually. But in the beginning, when I was doing a lot of local stuff, I enrolled quite a few people. With lead generation, you can work online, you can work offline, you can work the free methods, you can work low-cost methods. Some people like the more expensive stuff like co-ops and big newspapers. Actually, co-ops really, I wouldn't consider that expensive. I'd put that into low-cost. But no matter what your budget is, free, low-cost, a little bit more, online, offline, there are so many options for every budget and style. With the methods I share with you today, just pick one that fits you. For example, if you have no budget, do the free stuff. If you have a little budget, do some of the low-cost stuff. If you want to get out into the community, do the offline stuff. If you want to be 100% at home, do the online stuff. Again, we have options for every type of IBO that comes into this business. Every now and then I'll have new team members say, I'm not going to be able to do this. I don't have the money to buy leads. I don't have the money to do the co-op. That, don't even think like that. You can do the free stuff. Those options are there for the people who do want to invest a little. So if you need to do the free stuff, do the free stuff. That's what I did. I do understand that some of our team members have a hard time investing into their business. I've been there. And again, that's okay. I can give you a ton of different ways to work this business for free or for very low cost. I personally reached RSD and beyond without spending a penny. Then once I was earning those awesome checks, I would reinvest a little here and there, and it more than paid for itself. So I'm going to start with the completely free stuff today, meaning it will absolutely not even cost you one penny. Let's go ahead and start with the free online classifieds. You guys have heard us talking about this method over and over and over again, and the reason being is because it works. I still post free ads and enroll people from them all the time. It takes time and it takes consistency, but it's totally worth it. You can generate 10 to 15 opt-in leads through your website a day if you do it right and if you're consistent with it. My favorite free classified sites are obviously Craigslist, and another one is Backpage.com. Another one is ClassifiedAds.com. And then I also like Facebook Marketplace. And for Facebook Marketplace, you can find that by going onto Facebook, and on the very top in the search bar, type in Marketplace, and that's where you're going to find the app to where you can get that set up. And you can post 5 free ads per month on Marketplace. Now, with free classifieds, you will receive the best results from ads that are posted on Craigslist. The reason being is because this site has massive traffic. I mean, it has such a high traffic ranking, it's just crazy. But there is a very specific way to use Craigslist, and if you don't do it exactly, it just won't work for you. I did write up full instructions on how to work Craigslist successfully. I will be emailing those out immediately following this call, along with the recording to this call. But I am going to share with you some very important quick tips for Craigslist. And these are tips that I follow when I post on Craigslist. And I've had really good luck with it. Now, I say good luck because sometimes, you know, we have a love-hate relationship with Craigslist. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. What I would recommend is definitely try it. This is something that I like for new team members to do because it's free, it's easy, you'll get a lot of people to talk to. If it's something that's frustrating you so much that you want to rip your hair out, just move on and do something else. I did not learn how to do Craigslist until I was already an NSD. I had already fired my boss, replaced my income, and this was something I learned in my second year in the business. So it's not something that's going to make or break you. However, it is worth the frustration, so to speak. So moving on to some of those quick tips to help you out with Craigslist. Don't post more than two ads per week. Don't post more than two ads per week. I had a new team member recently tell me that she posted 50 ads in one night, and she emailed me a little frustrated that they were all flagged and deleted. That just kind of happens. Don't post more than two ads per week. I like to post on Sunday night, and I like to post on Tuesday morning. And I don't do those two ads at the same time either. I do one ad on Sunday night, and I do one ad on Tuesday morning. This will help you from getting ghosted, flagged, or deleted. And ghosted, for those of you guys who don't know, it's a little tricky. It's something tricky that Craigslist does. When you post your ad, it looks like everything posted okay. You get all excited because you're like, oh, my ad posted. But then you go back to check to see if your ad is there, and it's not there. That's what being ghosted means. So every time you post an ad, wait about 15, 20 minutes, and sometimes it can take up to an hour for them to actually post it. But go back to that place that you posted your ad and see if it posted. A lot of times you'll already start getting responses from those ads, and that's how I usually know that my ad stuck. A rule of thumb would really be is if you're not getting any responses to your ad, you were ghosted. Craigslist gets so much traffic that when your ad does post, you will get leads. You'll get flooded with leads, actually. But again, do not post more than two ads a week. You want to post your ad without logging into an account. You'll see that when you go to post an ad, or actually at the very top of the screen on Craigslist, there's a place to where you can log in or create an account. Don't do that. Completely skip that. Go to the city you want to post to and just click on post ad. And from there, just go ahead and try to post your ad without logging into an account. I always do it this way. I never, ever, ever log into an account on Craigslist. This also helps you from getting ghosted, flagged, and deleted. And it also helps you get past having to enter a phone number for verification. For IBO ads, I recommend posting under the customer service or the admin clerical or the healthcare job sections. I rotate a lot. I really like the customer service section, and I kind of do it in that order, customer service, then admin clerical, then healthcare. But I rotate between those just to kind of keep it fresh. For member ads, you can post under services and health and beauty. Don't use your replicated site. For those of you guys who don't know what a replicated site, that would be your www.freedomathometeam.com/your username. Or www.mybenefitsplus.com/your username. Don't use those sites on there. The reason why we call those replicated sites is because we all have that site. We just all have a different slash username. If you put that on your ads, you will get flagged. You will get deleted. If you want a website on your ad, you need to get a domain name. This is a little bit of an advanced method. If you're wondering what the heck a domain name is, just ignore me. If you know what a domain name is, I would highly recommend doing so. For example, my domain name is www.careerandfreedom.com. I purchased mine from GoDaddy, and I only pay $9 a year for mine, but you can go even cheaper and get the .infos for about $2 per year. And what that means, as you guys know, in the internet world, there's a .com, there's .net, there's .biz, .org. .infos are the cheapest. You can get them for about $2 a year. To me, that's basically free. If you choose not to get a domain name, do not leave any contact information on your ad that you posted. At the end of your ad, just write, for more information and to request an interview, please respond to post. And what happens at that point is when people respond to it, you start getting email notifications letting you know that people responded. And when you receive the email response from Craigslist, you'll need to send them an email prompting them to visit your site and request an interview. This method is fine, and this is how I did it for probably 3 years before I learned what a domain name was. This method is totally fine, but it is a little bit more time-consuming. Some people find it easier just to get a domain so that they don't have to do this step. They can completely eliminate that hour-a-day step. Totally up to you, though. You want to keep your ads short and to the point. For example, if you wanted to do an IBO ad, you could write something like, National Health Benefits Company looking for bright, intelligent people for positions as a health program specialist, must have internet access and be able to dedicate at least 8 to 10 hours per week. Training provided on the internet and via telephone. Please reply for more information. That's a very simple, what is that, 1, 2, 3 sentences? Very simple ad. Or if you wanted to post a member ad, you can go into a little bit more detail, but it's still pretty short. You could write something like, need dental? You and your entire household can save up to 80% on your dental cost for only $19.95 per month. Includes free vision, prescription, and chiropractic. No waiting periods, no contracts, no limitations on visits and age, no deductibles or copays. Change dentists whenever you'd like, cosmetic, dentistry, and orthodontic included. For more information, and then put your phone number and your apdentalplan.com site. With these, I'm going to be sending out some templates that you can use with the information that I send out after the call. So these two ads that I just shared will be on that, so you'll have some ad examples. What you do not want to do, and write do not want to do in huge letters on your paper, do not copy the ads that I send you word for word. If you do, they will get deleted. I don't know how Craigslist does it, but they know when a duplicate ad has been posted. So instead, use these as an example and reword them. Just, you can kind of just, usually what I do is, for example, if it said National Health Benefits Company looking for Bright, I would just change it to our organization is seeking, you know, just kind of change the wording around a little bit. And that'll help your ad to stick. If you copy it word for word, you just wasted your time. You'll get deleted. On your ad, do not say work from home. I always say telecommute or must have home office setup or home-based positions or any variation of something that, you know, refers to working at home. I do not say Ameriplan, not because I'm ashamed of Ameriplan, but it'll probably get deleted. You don't want to put Ameriplan on a Craigslist ad. I usually start off with something like our company is looking for, or again, national benefits companies seeking. And another little trick that I've learned along the way is to save the initial email from Craigslist that confirms that your ad has been posted. This is a big one. This is how I get my ads on Craigslist every single week. Save that initial email that confirms that you just posted an ad on Craigslist. Then every Sunday night, go back to that email, click on the link in the email, and click on the renew button. You're going to see three buttons. I believe one says edit, one says delete, and one says renew. For your first few weeks, you'll get a renew button. After a couple weeks, the renew button won't show anymore, and that's when I just go back to that city, repost the ad manually. But when you click on that renew button, it renews your ads immediately without having to post it again, and it pushes them to the top of the list. And that kind of puts you through, gets you around having to go through the approval process. So that's a little trick that you definitely want to do. There will be times, no matter what you do, if you follow everything I just did, there will be times where you still will get ghosted or deleted. I would say maybe once every 3 months I get ghosted or deleted. I actually was just deleted last week, but I'm back on there again. Again, do not let it discourage you. Craigslist is not going to determine whether or not you are successful or not. It's just something that will help you along the way. If you get discouraged, it's just not worth it. So if you get flagged or deleted, just wait a couple days and try again. Also, you will see that some of the major cities charge $25 to post. For example, like Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Miami, you'll see that some of them charge $25 to post, but most cities are free. So just ignore the $25 ones and look for the free cities. I've never paid for an ad on Craigslist before. Now, I do recommend working Backpage pretty much the same way as Craigslist. They're not as strict, but they are still kind of strict. And with Facebook Marketplace, you can kind of follow the same rule of thumb. And again, to find Facebook Marketplace, you can just go up to the search bar on Facebook and type in Marketplace. And again, you can post 5 free ads a month on Marketplace. And I really encourage you guys not to dismiss the idea of free classifieds because you've heard it so many times and think that the sites may just be saturated. Give it a shot and see for yourself. From just 2 ads that I renewed last night, I have an inbox of about 30 interview requests, today, that's really not too shabby for free advertising in about 2 minutes of my time. And about 20 minutes ago, I actually got an opt-in new broker message from a lead that just requested information from my Craigslist ad that I renewed last night. She just requested information at 10 o'clock this morning, and before I could even call her, she opted in as a new team member. Is that's not something you want to depend on. That doesn't happen a lot, but it is just kind of an example of how Craigslist can work for you. Moving on, I could talk about free classifieds all day, but we need to learn some other things today. So another method would be your warm market. And for those of you guys who aren't familiar with what warm market is, that would be your friends, family, referrals. This is not a method you have to do. I know a lot of people come into this business and we're attracted to Ameriplan because we don't have to do that here. However, there are some people that like to do this. So I do still like to mention it for people who are into that. Your warm market includes anyone you know, friends and family, who may need health benefits or may be interested in working at home. Again, some people feel uncomfortable pursuing this market because they don't want to seem pushy to their friends and family, or a lot of people have done product-based companies before and you've exhausted your family. You've sold makeup and juices and pills, or I should say vitamins, and other things to them, and you just don't want to bother them anymore. I completely understand that feeling. That is how I felt when I first started. Although I had never done a home business before, I still felt like that because I was always being hounded by people in my personal life to throw parties and buy this and buy that. So I felt like that when I was new. I didn't even mention my Ameriplan business to my friends and family until I started making good money. And it was so ironic. One of my friends was selling Arbonne, which has great products, awesome stuff. And I was always the friend that would volunteer to have parties for my friends. So we were having an Arbonne party at my house, and it was so awful because all my friends that had come, they liked everything, but the products were so expensive that they wouldn't buy anything from my friend. So I ended up buying like $600 worth of stuff. But it was really funny because I had accidentally left 4 of my Ameriplan checks on the counter. I don't know if that was meant to be or what happened there, but I had accidentally left a pile of my daily checks on the counter. And one of my friends looked at it and they said, "What are you doing again?" Because they knew I was doing something, but they didn't realize what I was doing. But once it kind of came out of the woodwork and all my friends and family knew what I was doing, something really amazing happened. And when I told them about what I was doing and what our company offers, they were excited about it. My mom and her husband and my brother's family enrolled in the dental plan, and my sister, my stepmom, my cousin, who's still with us today, and a couple friends enrolled as brokers. And my dad has saved so much money with our dental plan that he mentions it to everyone he knows about the benefits. And he's retired military, so he has phenomenal medical coverage, but his dental is not good, with military. So he uses Ameriplan for his dental benefits. And to this day, I still have my friends and family trickling in when they are ready to get started. So moral of my story, I thought that people would be annoyed by me bringing up Ameriplan, but what I realized is that they know I'm intelligent and I make good decisions and that I wouldn't be involved with a company that was anything less than elite, and they wanted to help me and they wanted to be a part of it. So think about pursuing this market. There's a couple different ways that you can bring this up. It's not something you need to hound people about. You can send out a grand opening email. That's in one of the first steps on the initial training. And basically, your grand opening email is just announcing that you started a new business. Here's what you offer. Here's what you're doing. I was certain. I have a very large network of friends and family. I've lived in this community forever, my entire life, so I've grown up with everybody here. I'm very blessed to have such a huge network of family and friends. So I thought on my first day when I saw this grand opening email, I thought for sure that I would hit RSD by tomorrow just by sending out this email. And I sent out this grand opening email to about 140 people. These are people that I had spoken with actively all the time. These aren't people that I knew 15 years ago. These are people in my daily life. And not one person responded. And I remember sitting there the next day going, wow, they're avoiding me. But with that being said, I have a lot of team members that do send out the grand opening email and they get good results. But the neat thing is with that grand opening email that I sent out, about 3 months later, I had a friend that needed a dental plan. And then about 6 months later, I had another one that needed a dental plan. So although they didn't respond to me immediately, it put a bug in their ear to let them know what I did. And that way, whenever they needed it, they would come to me. In everyday conversation, you can let people know about what you're doing. Talk about how you love working at home because you can go to all your kids' school activities. You don't have to sit in rush hour traffic. Whatever reason why you love working from home. Just listen for the opportunity to bring up Ameriplan. Since I started this business, it's amazing to me how I notice how much people talk about how much they hate their jobs and sit in the rat race. Especially my friends with kids that hate that their kids are being raised in daycare centers. And my kids are in travel softball and travel baseball, so we are literally on baseball fields 7 days a week. And the 5 days a week that all my friends are working Monday through Friday, they're rushing to get to practice, and then I have to listen to them complain about their days. Oh, and then I'm sitting there all happy and, like, humming. And, you know, they see how happy I am and my lifestyle and how I live and how I'm there for my kids. I'm front and center. They always bring it up to me. They're asking questions about what exactly do I do. So when they talk about their day at their job, talk about yours. Mention how you helped save someone $1,000 on their dental work or helped a pregnant woman get health benefits since no insurance company would give her insurance due to a pre-existing condition. Just keep an ear out for these types of conversations and then very nicely let them know how you can help them. I have never, ever had one person get funny with me about it or start acting like I was trying to sell them. They're always grateful for the tips and always grateful for the information. Moving on, another method would be message boards and social networking sites. These are a fantastic way to generate leads, and you're connecting with friends and having fun at the same time, which to me is just brilliant. So I'll start with message boards, which you also hear referred to as forums. When I first started this business, I enrolled so many new team members from work-at-home message boards. I mean, I must have enrolled 30 to 50 new IBOs in my first few months, not my first month. I didn't enroll one IBO in my first month. I was no good. But the following months to come, I enrolled so many team members for message boards. Two of my top leaders, and I'll just, you know, Maria Rappa, she's a national sales director, she found me on message boards. So believe me when I say that they work. What you can do, you can go to Google and search work at home mom forums or work at home mom message boards, or if you're not a mom, you can search work at home forums. There are three different ways that you can work on forums. One, you can post an ad in the Advertise Your Business folder. A lot of those forums out there have sections specifically set up to where you can advertise your business. Two, you can join in on the general conversation about anything. Make sure you have a little ad with your website, a banner, or a little blurb about what you're offering, and your contact information, and your signature line. That signature line is key when you're posting on just general conversation. That way, when you're chatting with people, they'll get curious, and they'll click on your information and request information. Back then, I had a little banner in my ad, and I created it online. I just went to Google, and I clicked on free banners, and I found this site where you could create free banners, and I had an ad that said, "My mommy works at home, you can too," and then it would flash, and it would say work at home, daily pay, A+ BBB rating. And then I had also in the signature, I put my name, my title, my phone number, and my website. And I got so many people requesting information from me that way. Also, some work at home message boards have specific folders set up just for Ameriplan representatives. This was my favorite. You can join in the conversations there. You can get to know other Ameriplan team members. You can ask questions pertaining to your business, and then there's going to be outsiders, which are non-Ameriplan people that are looking for work at home, and they're just kind of lurking around, you know, checking out the boards, seeing what the Ameriplan reps are talking about and what they're doing, and eventually a lot of them will post and they'll ask for information about working at home or even about the benefits. At that point, you just give them information, and a lot of times you can enroll them. So you're training, you're meeting other team members, and enrolling people, which to me is just beautiful. Now, social networking sites. I could do a 4-week training session on social networking sites alone. This is a very condensed version of social networking. This is a method that I started a few years ago, and it has been working out beautifully. My favorite sites, obviously, are Facebook. There are over 1 billion active users on Facebook. I mean, that is a huge audience. Another site that I like is Cafe Mom, which is basically, you guys go to it after the call if you haven't been there. It's just a social networking site that's specifically for moms. There are other sites out there like Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm not real big on those. I'm mainly on Instagram to follow my daughter and see what she's doing. But I have been working on trying to monetize that so I can do some training on that eventually. LinkedIn, I don't really do much on there, but I have a brand new RSD, Melanie Easter, who you may have seen her congrats email go out last week. She found me on LinkedIn. Twitter, I don't do a whole lot with, but it definitely is a good method to, you know, get into. But back to Facebook. I enroll so many people on Facebook that I really want to touch on this for a few minutes. Again, Facebook has over 1 billion active users. It's hard to ignore that. If you're not on Facebook yet, you just need to be. You just can't ignore it anymore. It's too big. I enroll so many people from Facebook every single month. My five-a-month club is wrapped up by Facebook alone. If you would like to keep your personal life separate from your business, I completely respect that. I also do that. In that case, you can create a fan page or a separate regular profile page and use that for your business. Whether you choose a fan page or use your personal profile, you can have amazing results with using social networking as a marketing tool. And I could go into great detail on exactly how to work this method, but it would take well over an hour. Like I said, it would take a few weeks. So instead, you can visit my team site at www.careerandfreedom.homestead.com. Again, careerandfreedom.homestead.com. And if you go over to the weekly calls page on that site, you'll find two recorded training calls on Facebook marketing. One is titled How to Create a Business Page on Facebook, and the other one is titled Facebook Marketing 101. You can also visit my blog at www.savvywahm.com. And, of course, that WAHM is the acronym for Work at Home Mom. So www.savvywahm.com. And when you go over there, click on the Facebook Marketing tab, and you'll find more details on how to make Facebook a success for you. If you haven't already added me on, as a friend on Facebook, I would recommend doing so you can kind of see what I do. When I first got into the Facebook world, I was extremely intimidated by it. I would see other successful people out there in the industry doing things, and I thought I could never be like that. That's just not me. I don't know how to post stuff like that. I don't know what to do. So what I did is I just started following or liking and adding people like that, and I would just watch what they would do. And very slowly, I kind of started doing what they were doing and learning some of my own ideas and putting that all together, and it just kind of created what I have on Facebook now. So it's definitely something that if you're intimidated by it, I was too. But I would definitely recommend getting out there, watching what some of the leaders do, and just, you know, taking it one step at a time. Now, with Cafe Mom, what you want to do on Cafe Mom, if you guys remember, gosh, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago when MySpace was huge, Cafe Mom is kind of like a mix between MySpace and like Facebook. And I say like MySpace because you can kind of design your profile page where you can make it pretty, you can put music on it, all kinds of stuff like that. But what you can do on Cafe Mom, create a profile page. And the most important things that you want to do on there is you'll see on the homepage of Cafe Mom where you can search for groups to join, and you're going to see groups about every mom topic under the sun. Breastfeeding moms, Girl Scout moms, baseball moms. The one you're looking for, work at home moms. So when you're searching for groups, search in the search bar, work at home. You're going to find a ton of them. Join all of them. The ones that I usually join, I make sure that they're active, meaning, you know, they don't just have 10 members in it. You'll find some that have over 1,000, over 2,000. You'll even find some that have like 10,000. Join the ones that seem like they're the most active. What you can do there is you can post in those work-at-home groups. They have it to where you can post ads. So you go in there and you just post ads. It's completely free. Also, you can add new friends that are specifically work-at-home friends, or I've also done the stay-at-home crowd too, because even though they're not work-at-home moms yet, they're staying at home, and most stay-at-home moms need an extra income. That's where it started for me. So I like to target stay-at-home moms as well. You want to add new friends every day so that you can build up a network on there. That way, when you update your status or when you post a journal, which is kind of like a little diary on there, you post something on there, you can post an ad on there, then all your friends can see it. So, you can post journals, status updates, and you can also communicate with other work-at-home moms. Also, find me over there. I believe I'm under Christy Wooten over there still, since that was my previous married name and until last year. So you can find me over there if you'd like and kind of see, you know, how I work it. Moving on, free leads. There are a few lead companies out there that will give you free leads to test out their leads. This is great for new team members because it will give you people to talk to right now so that you can get on the phone immediately. I did this when I first started. I will never forget my first call. His name was Lortney Butler. He was a free lead from Lead Power, one of the 10 free Lead Power leads. I was so horrible. I stuttered, rambled the whole nine yards. I was sweating. He actually giggled at me a few times during that call. I was humiliated. I remember when I got off the call, I thought, I am never doing that again. I was sweating, and it was just awful. But I was on a training call that night, and Janie said something that really stuck with me. She said, sometimes you're going to have to be bad before you can get good. And I thought, wow, that's so true. So I'm not a quitter, so I decided I'm going to make this happen for me. So anyway, I got back on the phone, and what was really neat, 8 months later, Lortney Butler called me back, and he enrolled. So through all my rambling, all my stuttering, all my sweating, all the giggling that he did, he heard the meat of how good a Ameriplan was, and he came back and he enrolled as a medical plan. Even though he was initially a work-at-home lead, he needed a medical plan. So definitely use these leads. After all, they are free. A few that you can start with, the one I just mentioned, are the 10 free IBO leads from leadpower.com. That's lead, L-E-A-D, power.com. There are also free leads at freesurveyleads.com and also simplerleads.com. And I'll repeat those three, leadpower.com, freesurveyleads.com, and simplerleads.com. Now, know that when you work these leads, some may have bad phone numbers, some may have bad email addresses, some may not be doing cartwheels down the street, ecstatic to hear from you. However, some will be very happy to hear from you. You're going to meet some nice people on these calls. But most importantly, these are great for practice and learning to go through the motions of getting a lead, making a call, leaving voicemails, doing presentations, learning follow-up. It's really good to get you going through the motions. It's better to practice those kind of things on free leads versus on paid leads. And I also have some information on how to work free leads that I will be sharing with you guys this week. So stay tuned for that. But keep in mind that these companies will absolutely try to upsell you into buying more leads. It is a company who needs to make money, so they are going to try to upsell you. Ignore the upsell and just accept the free leads. I don't recommend buying leads from any of these three sites. We'll get into purchase leads in a few minutes. Another method, some of you guys may have team leaders, whether it's your enroller or your national sales director, that offers free leads. A few of my team members and I have been offering free leads as a reward for our new team members that we personally enroll when they add new business. For example, when our new IBO enrolls in IBO, we reward them with 5 leads or 10 leads. And this has been working out great in helping to produce new RSDs every month. It's definitely a great way to get free leads. So check with your team leaders about this. Another way, email broadcast. Once a month, send one of our awesome sample prospecting emails to your entire address book. I call this recycling leads. My goal with this is to generate new leads. Every time I send one out, I get a nice handful of fresh leads to work with, and I get at least one enrollment. Now, if you send out an email broadcast and you don't get great results, this just means that you need to build your pipeline bigger, meaning you need to have more contacts in your contact list. this is something that you build up with time. So if you're talking to people consistently every week, each month that you send out an email broadcast, you will get better results because it's a larger audience receiving your email. I remember sending out my very first email broadcast. I heard all the leaders talking about you have to send out an email broadcast. And I did it and nobody responded. And I remember hearing them saying that just means you need to build up your pipeline. The next month I did it, I had a couple respond. The next month I had a few more respond, and then it consistently has gone up from there. So make that a part of your monthly routine. Wow, so that's all the free stuff that you can work with. Now let's move on to the low-cost stuff. Number one, postcard leads. These are great for new IBOs. A few of my leaders enrolled their IBOs for RSD just using postcards. Patty Triplett, she's a national sales director in our group. She hosts the Friday Start Simple call, so I'm sure you guys have heard her. She got to RSD using postcard leads, so they're very effective. And you can get 200 leads for just $10, and these are at hbbleads.com. So HB as in boy, B as in boy, leads.com. Then what you do is you buy blank, pre-postaged postcards from the post office. Try to say that fast. fill them out, and then you mail them. Then in a few days, your phone will start ringing. And the message that our team has been writing on these cards and having great results with is, "Hi, Mary. I would like to speak with you about a part-time, full-time career opportunity with our company. We offer great pay and family health benefits. Call me at," and include your phone number, and then sign your name. You're going to have an urge to put your website on there. I understand. We all did. We tested it. Nothing happened. Do not put your website on the postcard. Just put your phone number. It will get your phone ringing. I'm going to read the message to you one more time in case you're writing it down. "Hi, Mary. I would like to speak with you about a part-time, full-time career opportunity with our company. We offer great pay and family health benefits. Call me at," include your phone number, and sign your name. Now, you can also email these leads. They're not delivered to you with an email address. However, we found a little way to get the email address. If you pull up the lead individually and you click the print option, the print preview will show you the email address. However, please do not put these leads into your focal point system, as we cannot vouch for the quality of the email addresses, and focal point penalizes for bad email addresses. So what I used to do is I would just order them at the beginning of the month, and I would email about 10 of them manually per day. That breaks it up over the month and doesn't make it seem like such a daunting task. So postcard leads, those are great. Moving on to VistaPrint materials. For those of you guys who are wondering, what is VistaPrint? That is a website that makes beautiful paper materials like business cards, postcards, all different types of things. The website is www.vistaprint.com. This is a method that can be very fun and addicting. VistaPrint runs specials just about daily for free stuff. All you pay is postage. The best part is these materials are beautiful and very high quality. I didn't know what to expect when I first ordered a VistaPrint material, but when I got it in the mail, I thought, wow, this isn't exactly what I expected for free. A few different ways that you can use these marketing materials. One, postcards. I've used these as sizzle cards, which a sizzle card is basically what I do is on the front of it, I post some basic information about the company, work at home, daily pay, A+ BBB rating, my contact information. And on the back of the postcard, I kind of type out a huge paragraph, as much as can fit, an overview about the business. And I put those everywhere, on bulletin boards, counters, with tips at restaurants. Whenever I would tip my waitress, I would include a business card or a postcard. You can hand them to moms at playgrounds, at your kids' activities, grocery stores, wherever. Which brings me to business cards. I also use these as sizzle cards, front and back advertisement, to place around town, and also I put them in my outgoing mail. Post-its. I've seen these around town over the years from people's other businesses. You can stick these on everything, car windows, stuff at the store, gas pumps, ATMs. I always see them on gas pumps and ATMs. I even saw work-at-home mom stuff on the diaper boxes at Target one time. Yard signs, you can stick these on busy street corners or even in your own yard if you're on a high traffic street. I have a leader on my team that used to keep a yard sign in her yard because she was on a main road. car magnets or car lettering, these are awesome. You're a driving advertisement. A couple things that I would recommend if you're going to do car magnets or car lettering. I always pay attention to what every marketing technique that I see people doing out in the world, because this is just what we do. So I pay attention to what other people are doing. I have a hard time seeing people's car magnets from the side, like on the passenger or driver's door. However, when people have lettering on their back window or magnets on the back of their car, I can actually see what they're writing. I can read it. I can actually write down a website real quick if I wanted to. And also, if you're going to do car magnets or car lettering, I would also recommend getting a domain name. It's going to be hard to squeeze www.freedomathometeam.com/Christy L. Wooten or Christy Wooten on that. And people are going to have a hard time remembering that, whereas something like careerandfreedom.com is a lot easier to remember. But basically, with car magnets and car lettering, you're a driving advertisement. That is something that will pay for itself over and over again. Flyers. When I was new in this business, I had no idea what internet advertising was. I remember Janie saying, internet advertising to me, and I thought, what is that? I saw that we had flyer templates on the training site, and I edited one of them with my personal information, and I printed a bunch of them out, and I started putting them all over town. I created a route of places like the apartment complex mailbox stations were my absolute favorite, laundromats, Starbucks, Panera, the Loop, which is a pizza restaurant. I don't know if you guys have those there. Places like Subway, the pizza places, the Chinese places. Anywhere that I would see that other people were advertising their businesses, I would put my stuff there. And I would go and refill those same places. I made a route. It was a big circle around town. I would go and refill them every single Monday. I did this consistently for about 3 months, and I enrolled a lot of people with these flyers. My whole team was in Jacksonville, and I enrolled a lot of dental plans as well. I would do a flyer that was basically for the benefits, and then at the very bottom, I would put a little blurb for the work-at-home opportunity. And also, everywhere I would put a flyer, I would also put a business card. So I had a pair. It was my flyer and my business card. And again, my business card was a sizzle card for the opportunity. I would put it right next to the flyer on the board or the counter. And since I didn't know how to do internet advertising, this method really worked well for me. And while I was doing that, the flyers, I would learn to do one internet advertising method at a time. That helped me ease into the world of internet advertising. Something little I used to also do when I was new, I used to place labels or stamp each piece of outgoing mail from my house with a small advertisement. A catchy little phrase like work at home, residual income, A+ BBB rating, and your website. You could also do something like save 80% on dental, and then put your website. These are both very, very cheap. You can save even more money with a stamp because you can keep using it over and over again instead of continuing to buy labels and use ink printing them out. But you can also get a stamp at Vistaprint. I think sometimes they have them for free, and when they're not free, it's such a minimal amount of money, like $4, something crazy like that. The next method is one of my very favorite methods, self-serve leads. Self-serve leads are third-party purchase leads that you can buy from www.selfserveleads.com. This is my favorite purchase lead source and the only ones that I recommend. And the reason why they're the only ones I recommend is because they are the only ones I've ever worked. And I don't like to recommend something unless I have personally worked them and I have personally enrolled them. So that's why you'll always hear me talking about this site. And I enroll them all the time. Every single month I have enrollments from self-serve leads. How I work the leads, I order the 10-cent internet short form leads. There are also 1-cent, 3-cent, and 5-cent leads, but I've personally only worked with the 10-cent internet short form leads. You will see that there's 25-cent leads and that they say that they're telephone surveyed, meaning that they've already called them and said, you do want information about a business, you understand they have an investment, and you're going to feel the urge to want to buy those. We've tried those. They're no better than the 10-cent leads. Save your money. Get double the leads for less. And I order 20 to 30 at a time, and I'll explain why in a second. I choose my leads by area code. I always choose my own area code. A lot of times people will like to hear from somebody in your own area code, so I always choose my own. And then I go around to all the big cities. You know, if you don't know the big city area codes, then just go to Google and, for example, type in Atlanta area codes, and you'll find that there are 678-478-770. You'll see all the different area codes like that, and eventually you'll know them all by heart like we do. You choose to view your leads instead of getting them in a CSV file. I don't know if that makes any sense to you right now, but when you're going through the motions, you'll come up to this option. Choose to view your leads instead of getting them in a CSV file. At that point, manually email your leads through your regular email accounts. And what I mean by that is if you use a Gmail, email them from Gmail. Don't email through Focal Point. The email prompts them to request information on your site. I do it this way because if you try to import them into Focal Point using a CSV file, Focal Point requires that an email go out to each lead requesting approval from them to receive your emails. Since they don't exactly know who you are at that moment or what your name is yet or why you're emailing, you're not going to get good results doing it that way. Nobody's going to opt in to receive an email from somebody they don't know yet. At that point, I start calling them the next day. So, again, I email them right when I order them, and then I start calling them the next day. I do not wait for the leads to request information. The emails are just an extra. The important thing is to call your leads. A lot of times team members will think that the emails are going to do all the work for you. Absolutely not. The work is the phone call. The email is just an extra. Moving on, website advertising. This would be button or banner advertisements, which you've seen them. Even if you don't know what they are, you've seen them. They're the little squares, the little rectangle graphic advertisements. You can post buttons or banners on websites. You can also do text advertisements. How to start this is you want to find a high-traffic site to place these types of ads. I like to advertise on the work-at-home mom sites. I'm a work-at-home mom. That's my niche. So if you wanted to do the same thing, or if you wanted to, you know, advertise on another site with your niche, you can go to Google, and you can type in work-at-home or work-at-home sites or work-at-home mom sites, and you'll find quite a few. Then you visit the sites, check out the advertising options, but before you purchase ad space, check the traffic rankings at Alexa.com. I'll repeat that. It's so important. You don't want to waste your money. Before you purchase ad space, check the traffic rankings at www.alexa.com. You want to make sure you're advertising on a site that gets a lot of traffic. The lower the ranking, the better. For example, Google and Facebook always have rankings 1 and 2. So anything under 100,000 is pretty good. I would go for it. One rule of thumb, if you're new to the internet advertising world, ask your enroller or your NSD before you invest anything. Is this a good idea? I've always done that. I've always been very, very smart with my money. I want to make sure I'm getting the most bang for my buck. I don't want to waste my money. So I always ask. Back then I would ask Janie, is this a good idea? Because a lot of times your enroller or your national sales director or VP, they've been around the block. They know what's good. They know what's not. So definitely check. Community newsletters or church bulletins or newspaper ads. You can do basic text ads, something simple like I mentioned earlier, work at home, daily pay, A-plus BBB rating, residual income, family benefits, and then put your website. You could do something like need dental, save up to 80% off, basic stuff like that. You could also do some of the community newsletters and church bulletins in my area have little business card advertisements where you just give them your business card and they print it on their newsletter. So you could use your civil card for that ad. And a lot of times your community newsletters and your church bulletins, those are going to be very, very inexpensive. And finally, co-ops. I'm sure you have heard the buzz about co-ops. If you're new to the team, you're probably wondering what they are. Anyone on the Freedom at Home team is welcome to participate in our co-op. This is a perfect opportunity for someone who is ready to invest a little bit financially into their business. If you're not there yet, don't even worry about that. That's okay. Our team has tons of free marketing resources for you to do until you're ready to invest a little. But if you have $35 to put into your business, purchasing a share of the co-op is where I would recommend putting it. And for those of you guys who may be wondering what a co-op is, it's a very large advertising campaign on a few of the major job boards that we buy into. We have Beyond, we have CareerBuilder, Find the Right Job. all the major job boards. So, for example, let's just say the ad costs $5,000 per month. That is clearly too much for one person. So we all split the cost. It is split into shares for $35 a piece. When you purchase a share, your website is put on a rotator, and each time someone visits the ad, it will go to the next person's site. For example, click one goes to Mary's site, click two goes to Joe's site, click three goes to Alicia's site, and so on and so on. These leads are very receptive and a pleasure to speak with. There is a risk with any advertisement, of course. It cannot be guaranteed how many leads you will receive every day. Sometimes people will ask, how many leads will I get, which is a good question. I ask the same thing. But there will be days where you receive one lead, and then there's going to be days where you receive three, four, five leads. But I will tell you that all of our team members that you see on the top producers list, they are all on the co-op, every single one of them. So it absolutely delivers results. The co-op system is powered through Focal Point, so you must be a member of Focal Point to participate and have your capture pages and Freedom at Home team marketing site set up and ready to go. These co-op ads are placed on job boards. You're going to get a mixed batch of people. You're going to get moms, dads, grandparents, college students, retirees. So we recommend using the Freedom One landing page, which has the general email campaign attached to it. So the co-op is awesome. When I was new in the business, I remember when I had my first $50 to spend on the business. I asked Janie, I have $50, what should I do with it? If somebody asked me that question today, I have $50, what should I do with it? I would say buy a share of the co-op and put $20 into self-serve leads. Those would be the first two things I would invest in. So those are the lead generation methods that I have done, and I still continue to do to generate leads. The beautiful thing is that once you start getting enrollments using these methods, you can reinvest in bigger things, like bigger newspaper ads, more paid online ads, more shares of the co-ops. These are all methods that I have used to reach success. I would never train on something I have not personally enrolled a bunch of people from. And yes, some of it required me to step way outside of my comfort zone. But I truly believe you have to step outside of your comfort zone to reach greatness in life. The truth is if you want it, you'll do what it takes to get it done, period. But we have a lot of resources in place to help you master lead generation. There is no way I could help you master lead generation in 1 hour. I'm even talking faster because I know it's getting closer to the 1 hour mark. We are dedicating this whole week of boot camp to leads. Every single day, how to generate leads, how to work leads, very detailed information about each method. You're going to be seeing some more information about Facebook, purchase leads. So be on the lookout for your homework assignments and the recorded calls of the week. They are going to keep you busy. But give me just a moment. I will open up the call for about 5 minutes of Q&A. Just a sec. Hey, guys, any questions, any comments?
Yeah, I have a question. This is Kathleen from Virginia.
Hey, Kathleen.
When you do like the free leads or the purchase leads and you said you send them an email first, what type of email do you send?
The basis of the email is just I include some informational stuff about the company. It looks a lot like the email broadcast that you send out that you see on Focal Point, except it doesn't have the graphics. It's just a basic ad. And the whole point of the email is to get them to request information. And I can send those emails out to you guys.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Share.
That would be great.
You're welcome. Yep, I'm going to share all the secrets, all the good stuff this week.
Thank you.
Yay.
You're so welcome.
I have a question.
Hi, this is Brad. Go ahead.
Hi,
this is Brad from Myrtle Beach. I was wondering if there was a webinar or a video that actually shows you how to go through and place ads on Craigslist. I believe I saw it once before, but I can't find it again.
You did. We have webinars and training for everything. So if you go onto the training site at freedomathometraining.com and you click on at the top, you'll see a little white rectangle that says there's webinars. Click on that.
Right.
And you'll see free advertising webinars, how to post an ad, how to write an ad. Teresa Swindra, one of our nationals, put that together. She is phenomenal. So that's something that I would definitely recommend, you know, getting into.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Dawn from Raleigh.
Hey, Dawn. What can I do for you?
I had a question about business cards. Is there a standard Ameriplan business card, or do we just create our own from Vistaprint and put whatever we want on it?
I have always, and most of us have always, just created our own on Vistaprint. That way we can make them little advertisements versus just an Ameriplan logo and your contact information. That's kind of one of those things where if you lay that around town, nobody's going to really know what it is. So instead, we create them on Vistaprint and make them little advertisements.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I was looking on in the back office for like magnets for my car. Is there any?
Templates for magnets. I do have a couple that my team members have shared with me through the years. If you want to email me personally at kwooten@ameriplan.net, or just email the bootcamp email. I'm in there all day, too. I forgot about that. I can send you over a little template for one, or a picture of one.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions? I see that the majority of the call is muted out. I use the same conference line for my Tuesday call, and for some reason it mutes everybody out on that call, too. I don't know why it does that. So if you don't hear me answering you, it's not because I don't want to. It's because I can't hear you. But since we don't have any more questions, I will go ahead and wrap it up. Before we go, I know the world of lead generation can be very intimidating at first. It certainly was for me. But like I mentioned earlier, I approached learning it one method at a time. I started with the flyers, then I learned message boards, then I learned free classified sites, and so on and so forth. I came into this business with absolutely no experience. If I can master lead generation, you can too. So just take a deep breath and commit to being a student. You'll be a master at it in no time. But this concludes our week 2 boot camp call. Next week, we will continue on with prospecting and closing tips with Kelly. She'll talk to you about confidence and how to get those enrollments coming in. Again, be on the lookout for more information about leads this week. It is our goal and is our mission to help each of you guys reach success. So with that being said, have an amazing and productive rest of the week. I will talk with you soon. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Have an awesome day.
Bye-bye.